Hi Rana, how you going?
Kia ora, very, very excited. We are about to set sail to an export for some fueling. So yes, I am overworked over the last week, but we are high morale, so it's pretty good.
So whereabouts are you currently?
We are currently in Barcelona.
Can you speak to us about where things are currently at in Gaza with Israel's deliberate starvation and ongoing military campaign or genocide?
It's absolutely heart-shattering. Like, every day it's escalating. Israel is acting with complete impunity with the Palestinian people in Gaza. And they are in such a big, big space of forced starvation and forced humiliation. People are being ethnically cleansed from their homes and threatened if they don't move to other places. I have friends over there, and they are experiencing such crazy time at the moment. They are so steadfast, they are so, so strong, and they are inspiring all of us to actually make a move. So at the moment, there is a basically clear declaration of forced famine and starvation in Palestine, in Gaza, by the UN. And we are basically in response to that. We are in response to a civil call, a call from the Palestinian people to be heard. And it is about time right now to do that.
Yeah, the Global Samud Flotilla, I believe, is the largest coordinated civilian flotilla in history. And I believe the word Samud in Palestinian means resilience and encompasses resilience of spirit. But can you comment on what it's taken to coordinate and prepare the members of the global movement to Gaza for this push on getting medical aid and food supplies to the Palestinian people?
There is a lot of effort being put in here, and it's taking a lot of trust and conviction and devotion to our humanity, and also a clear and grounded listening to what the Palestinian people are calling for. Every day it's long days of preparation, and this mission has been being prepared for since the global march to Gaza in Egypt that was blocked completely, and also the Madeleine from the Freedom Flotilla Coalition that was illegally intercepted in international water, and all of the humans, the activists that were on board carrying baby formulas and aid for the people in Gaza, were kidnapped from the seas, from their ship, and their ship was stolen and then deported. And that was all an inspiration for all of us to continue escalating. So it has been taking really, really long hours of preparation and planning. There is big, big teams that are from over 44 countries from all over the world that are coming together with the same goal, which is one point of focus to the humanity that is calling from within Palestine, and the resilience of the Palestinian people in Gaza that is every day inspiring all of us to rise up and to do something and to embody our fullest ability and capacity to empower, and also remember our power that we have to impact change right now. So a lot of work, and a lot of hours, a lot of preparation, a lot of trust in each other, a lot of there is so many things that can prevent us every day from speaking up. The fear and the doubt, and do we know enough, and what about that, and now it's so clear that we know enough. So it is the trust that we do know enough, and what we're witnessing right now in Gaza, the forced starvation and the killing of the Palestinian people, is not okay. And we have to do something as a civil society. We have to do something as humans, one and simple. That's it.
What are the feelings right now amongst the crew members embarking on the journey? And can you paint a picture for our listeners about what the boat will be looking like and what the boat will be carrying?
Everyone has high morale and doing the best they can to fulfill the requirements for us to safely embark on this journey. And also in their ships, there has been, I'm walking out right now, I'm going to like look around and just describe to you. Everyone is just communicating. There is heaps of communication happening around. People asking, what do you need? Filling the boats with the supplies that we need to be safely on this journey for the next weeks. is a lot of planning of the aid that is going to be carried on board. So there is a sun that is shining, and it's not only shining from the sky, but it's shining from within each person that is standing over there with so much humanity of what is coming next, but at the same time with so much conviction and love and groundedness in why we're doing this. So the picture in front of me is very unifying. It's all the colors of the spectrum, and it's all grounded in love and connection and community and the remembrance of what are we here for and how we are here to stand next to each other and hold each other accountable and call upon each other to step up, right? Like, it's time to step up into what we are being called into. And that's, for me personally, that's like the evolution of the human race, right? And that's the evolution and the unfolding of the universe. If we want to continue unfolding into this beautiful life that we are in and that we are blessed to have, and that what every single one of us, including the Palestinian people, deserve and have the inherent right to have. So the picture in here is very inspiring. Everyone is just so inspiring and beautiful with all their different little aspects of their personality. And that is what is reminding us that with our differences comes our strengths too. So we're leaning into each other's differences, and we are holding each other in our vulnerabilities and our doubts, and reminding each other of our power. So the picture here is very, very inspiring, and I really wish that this picture does get painted over and through, just like the Palestinian resilience and the Palestinian people have painted their resilience and their love and their love of life upon all of us here. They shine such bright light on all of us, and we are just inspired by that, and we will continue to walk alongside them as long as they are calling.
That's beautiful. I can feel your fire through the phone. It's inspiring me.
Thank you. Thanks. It's just so, so important to remember. And I do believe in each person that is standing here and each person that is listening to this, that they have the power and they have the capacity, and that they are remembering. And no matter what, how uncomfortable this remembrance is, it's just very, very important to keep coming back to the ground, knowing that no change and no growth happens without doubt and without fear. We feel the fear and we continue walking through it because we know what we're standing for. We're standing for love. We are a non-violent action. We're standing for community and unity within each other. And what I would like upon myself, I would like upon my neighbor and my friend and my sister and my brother, and all of us are in that family, in that human family. So it is really, really inspiring, and with all of it, with all the spectrum of color, with all the love, the joy, the fear, the disagreement, all of that exists because we're human. So it is just a reminder that whatever it is that you are going through as a listener or as a person that is going through life, just remember that this is all part of the journey. Just keep going, just keep focusing, and focus on the light that is guiding you.
Hmm.